You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Australian government just announced their plan to make vapes, or e-cigarettes, prescription only, to try and curb an explosion in vaping rates. There's been calls to enact similar legislation here, but some worry it could cause more harm than good. I spoke to George Laking, chair of End Smoking New Zealand, about the Australian legislation and what we could do here. So the Australian government has announced a move to ban any non-prescription vape imports into the country. What situation is Australia experiencing with vaping right now, and how do you feel about this approach?
So Australians experiencing quite a few similarities, I think, to what's being seen around the world, and there are parallels in New Zealand. And the thing is, what we have is on the one hand, we have vaping, which promises to help people stop smoking. But on the other hand, we have vaping, which seems to be increasingly popular amongst young people. And there's a pretty widespread view across society that it would be better to avoid young people becoming addicted to nicotine via vaping. That's a sort of dilemma, because it's still very desirable for people to stop smoking, however possible, and vaping surely has a part to play in that. And the question is where you set the balance between those two things. And personally, I think Australia has really pushed too hard in terms of clamping down on vaping, and is missing out on the potential for vaping to help people quit smoking.
Australia passed similar legislation in 2021 in an attempt to cut down on people who were vaping not to quit smoking, but that resulted in a major black market explosion for vapes. How has the move to limit it to prescriptions fueled this rise of black market vapes?
So access by prescription is fine if you're someone who is in a situation where it's easy just to go and get a prescription filled. But for many people, in fact, it's quite a big deal to have to go and basically involve a doctor or other prescriber and then a pharmacy or a chemist to fill a prescription. It's harder to access vapes when the only way to access them is via prescription. And it's especially hard for people who we know, less advantaged people in society, just don't get access to prescriptions as much as other people because of the cost factor or availability of those services in their community, for example. And and so it just makes it harder to get hold of vapes, whereas smoked tobacco cigarettes are readily available in the community as a consumer product. And so if vaping is not also able to be a consumer product, it's always going to be at a disadvantage compared to smoked tobacco.
We've attempted to restrict it before with the introduction of the specialist vape retailer system, which saw dairies opening up technically legally distinct businesses or vape shops inside of their premises. How do you feel this impacts access to vapes, and should the system be reformed?
I think what anyone who looks at the situation sees is that vapes, despite all this, still manage to get into the hands of young people. Although many young people have tried vapes, it's a smaller percentage that actually end up using them every day. But someone is still presumably making them available and supplying them, which is quite disappointing, really. And that really comes down to the regulatory enforcement of sale of these things to people who are underage. Mind you, of course, previously smoking amongst youth was also a good deal higher, and that was because of the ability of young people to still get hold of smoked tobacco. All things considered, a person is still in a better situation if they're vaping compared to if they're smoking tobacco, and that applies for young people as well.
Yeah, because it does feel like the push for high restrictions or much stronger restrictions on vape products go against what people have learnt from the war on drugs in terms of restrictions and prohibition not really being able to function?
I think that all those things that we've learnt from the war on drugs and the failure of the war on drugs and the failure of prohibition, all those lessons are bound to apply with the approach taken to vaping and to tobacco. Personally, I've been a proponent of the legislation that's come in to remove nicotine from smoked tobacco, but personally I see that legislation as just one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is to have a version of nicotine that's available as a consumer product that's acceptable to people, but that doesn't involve rolling it up and smoking it.
That was In Smoking New Zealand Chair George Laking on Prescription Only Vapes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.